Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back in on the show. Ted C. Fishman is our good friend, longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 13 years. Veteran journalist, former commodity trader. That means he's got ice water running through his veins. A leading expert on the Pacific Rim economies and politics. The author of China Inc., as well as one of my favorite books. I love his book, Shock of Gray. It's all about the aging of the world's population, which is something we all need to be paying attention to. He's an outstanding thinker and a great mind. He's our good friend, Ted Fishman. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for that great introduction, Jim. Thank you. It's
good to have you back. So, okay, I know you are like me. You're not consider yourself a cryptocurrency expert.
No, I'm not. I feel like I'm getting to be an expert on what the tradesmen who come through my house think about cryptocurrency, because everybody's talking about it.
I know.
My wife came home the other day. She said we should invest in cryptocurrency, and I
said
why.
You said yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. And she said, well, my trainer and his dad made a lot of money on it. And I thought, oh, I remember that story about Bernard Baruch when he knew that the 29 crash was coming when his barber told him to buy shares.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, I think that that where Bitcoin is right now is very similar to the Tulipomania situation, the mania back in Holland 500 years, 400 years ago. Also reminds me somewhat of the dot bomb scenario 17 or so years ago, when people were actually buying shares. They were going public and buying shares of companies, of internet companies that didn't, their website wasn't even up yet.
Yeah,
they didn't even have,
that's right.
Not only was the website not working, but they didn't even have an e-commerce component when their website did come up.
No. And, you know, some of the things got so crazy. I remember, a friend of mine had done some legal work early for Yahoo, and Yahoo's shares had gone from a few dollars to over $400 in a very, very short time. And I said, you know, you should buy some puts to protect you from the downside.
Right.
And here, he's a Harvard-educated gentleman, Harvard-educated lawyer. He looked at me and he said, what downside? And I think there's a kind of madness that that's irrespective of your intelligence or your position in life.
Extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds. That's what Charles McKay called it. So the cryptocurrencies, what bothers me about all this that's going on right now, Ted, is I believe that cryptocurrency is in our future. I believe, more importantly, that the technology under it, blockchain, and there are others out there I'm learning that has different applications. The technology underneath it is what's going to really be powering our marketplace and our lives in the future. Whether regardless of what Bitcoin is, what currency is out there, I think I'm worried that Bitcoin is going to give all of that a bad rap when it crashes. What do you think?
It'll give it a bad rap until the next. Until the next mania, right? I mean,
right.
It seems to be a lesson we learn over and over again. You know, so Bitcoin, you know, it's far beyond my pay grade to know the ins and outs of the technology. But it does seem like we get to these areas where we think encryption technology is unbreakable, that it can't be done, and then something wakes us up. You know, there was that case with Apple last year where Apple insisted that its security was unbreakable, and then an Israeli firm broke it in just a matter of days.
Right.
And we do know that there are new modes of computing coming along. You mentioned quantum computing. You know, mm-hmm. There's DNA computing that might make the creation of the current algorithms or the current cryptographic technology very, very fast and very, very cheap for people. And then as you mentioned to me, the heist of nearly $70 million in Bitcoin, which is a completely untraceable, probably a perfect crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the ownership of it was supposed to be so pure. And that was very troubling how they did that. But anyway, the main thing I want to get across to people is whatever happens to Bitcoin, don't think that that's the future, that portends the digital aspect of the whole scenario, the cryptocurrency technology and all that. That's the future. That's going to come in our. It's going to be part of our future. Bitcoin may not be, but the rest of it will be. What are your last thoughts?
Yep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.